Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
I didn't care to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago?
How about Chicago?
What up, y'all?
Whoops.
I mean, always fucking shit up.
Oh my God. This is tricky.
This is Madonna's new album, Rebel Heart.
Oh, gross. It's gross is what it is.
My name is Rebel. Yeah,
gross.
Heart.
Gross.
So what up, y'all?
Thank you for listening to episode 586.
586.
Oh my God. You know what we didn't talk about on the last show is the season finale or the finale of American Horror Story for the winter.
Oh yeah. We'll talk about that.
So sad. I
really sad.
It's the first time I've ever cried on for that show. I was so sad.
Her life was just awful. Oh, and then when they were she was sitting there crying for her husband, I'm like, that totally broke my heart. I was like, oh my God, it's so sad. It's horrible.
You guys, if you don't watch American Horror Story, you have to.
You're an asshole.
It. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's not what I was saying. So I'm. Maybe you spoke
get
out of turn.
To the fucking point, spoke girl. Out of turn. Get to the point.
All right, so we want to talk about a little bit about music. Let's talk about our goddess
Butterfly,
our MC
Butterfly. Butterfly,
y'all, she is singing so much better than she did. Stop, don't do that. She's singing so much better than she did at the New York concert or opening. Like, what? It had to be because it was cold or something. If anyone is unaware, this is the second subject that Joe Patance does not like.
Right.
And we would like to actually pat ourselves on the back because he said that while he's working out, these two subjects raise his heart level. And that it causes him to burn more calories, which I would like to say, you're welcome.
Right. And you're welcome. Joey Patance.
So Mariah Carey and her new concerts.
Butterfly.
No issues.
Fluttering. No, there were a couple issues. But it wasn't as bad as her concert in New York. It was still bad, but it wasn't as bad.
Well, all her concerts were in New York. This one was just at the tree.
Yes. The tree lighting ceremony versus, you know, at the Beacon Theater.
The six concerts.
Right, because she can actually control that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she could probably keep the humidity at a good level and have heaters in there and
sing
all that
her
kind
ass
of
off.
Shit. And sing her little heart out.
Like that.
No, it'd be more like Anyways, moving on to this.
So since we're gonna talk about this music stuff, we're gonna talk about Madonna's album that leaked. We really discussed it already, but
I mean, let's just say that, okay, I love my
Roger
notes.
Roger thinks it's a conspiracy.
Conspiracy. So in my notes, it said Madonna's album leaks early. Unapologetic bitch. Bitch, better apologize for that slight mess of an album leak. So the reason why I'd say that is because I think that this is a very much controlled leak. I feel like someone in her camp went up to her and said,
girl, no.
Right.
This album
is a no. We're going to need to leak it and get the response from the masses. And she said, who do you think I am, bitch? I'm Madonna. And then,
wait, why does she sound Latina?
I don't know. And then the intern, well, because, you know, she's always wanted to be like Puerto Rican.
Yeah, but she speaks in an English accent.
Well, I can't. That was me trying to make her accent plus the English accent, and it just wasn't working.
Got it.
That's what happened.
Got it.
I mean, she could not let the joke alone. Could not have left the joke alone. Anyway, so I think that someone ran with it, ran to her and said, "We want to leak it to get the input of everyone else." And she said, "I don't know what you're."
No, say it like you just did.
I don't know what you're doing.
Wait. Oh, she switches languages. So that's right.
I don't want to see it, and I don't want to hear it.
Don't touch me. Don't fucking look at me.
Don't.
Because I can't see.
Turn around. So anyway, so I think
she... but she's a real bitch in person.
Well, that's what I've heard, but I don't know. So I think that this was the leak was intentional, basically, is what we're trying to get at. So I think that the leak was intentional. I think that
she... But they had their adult diaper on so they could catch it.
Right. Because then she came out almost immediately was like, who in the fuck is stealing my music? It's artistic rape.
Right. And then deletes.
Like fisted rape.
Right.
And then...
And then what?
Punch fucking at its finest. And then she's just gonna say, well, if you like to steal my music,
I'm buy it. Right.
I'm gonna go ahead and make my album available on iTunes for $14.99 and you get six songs downloaded immediately. Because I'm Madonna. That's ridiculous. The best impression I can make. So horrible. Anyway, so the fucking fact that she came out almost like as soon as they released it, it was like literally like she was running down the
She said
fucking,
Beyonce dropped my record.
Right. Okay, first of all, who you have Beyonce who held onto her album for like weeks on end. And no one knew but five fucking people. And those five fucking people were the only people that were going to know and should have known.
Because
they would have kept it a secret. And you're Madonna. You're like the ruler of the free world pop music. Like, what do you, like...
And she's supposed to have, like, OCD when it comes to...
Right, and she's a fucking stickler when it comes to being in the recording studio. So how in the hell are you going to sit there and tell me that this is artistic rape? And that this was falsely released of demos that were earlier. Oh, goddamn. You got her input, not work on this shit a little bit better.
Who, unlike Mariah Carey, did not.
Oh, God.
But we still love her. Hand to God.
I mean, you know what? Like, initially when Glitter came out, I was like, this is a little bullshit. But then I like, it breathes life into me.
I love it.
It's so fucking campy and ridiculous and awful. Yeah, it is. No, it's so sweet and sugary. it's almost Glitter and the album are so fucking obnoxiously like gross and love sugary.
Love it.
That you can't help but love it because it's so just it's shit-tastic to the finest. Like bad. The cinematographer on that fucking shoot should have been shot. It was awful, but we love it because it's so sugary and sweet.
Even the music videos were like...
I'm not like... It's like, Mariah. Oh, God. It was someone needed to fire her. Anyway. Anyway. Yeah, so I just think that that's bullshit. I can't even PSL it right now. I can't even do that. So, but you know what? I've heard most of the songs. I think I heard all the tracks that were released.
So you downloaded?
Right? No, it was borrowed.
You borrowed.
I want to return it. And then, so I listened to most of it. Most of it's pretty good. Like I was telling Ricky that some of them you could tell needed to be a little bit more polished. But for the most part, I thought they were pretty good. Yeah. I just think you don't, you can't sit there and feed us this tomfoolery, especially after you sit there and you say like our government's hiding shit. You should always be like, you know, like watch out for people and blah, 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 blah. You can't sit there and promote that kind of message and then come back and be like, it's artistic rape. Cause my shit was
Taylor
leaked.
Swift had her album on her phone the whole time. No one else had it but her on her phone.
I think that's clever.
And the only reason her album got leaked is because someone in France got a hold of the Target copy.
Oh, that's right. Early.
It was,
right.
They got it like 8 hours early. So it was released like on Monday night here.
Right.
Or Sunday night. Because it was released on Monday.
Right.
Like the actual album.
So, I mean, but see, like, that's that, you know, it just, it goes to show you that some of this stuff doesn't make any sense. You're the biggest fucking artist, right? Like, in almost all of music.
In the world.
In the world. And you can't tell, you mean that you're telling me that your shit got leaked? Accidentally?
We don't have computers in the home country.
Right. I mean, you can't tell me that shit. You're fucking Madonna, for Christ's sakes. Madonna, bitch, you are Madonna. Anyways, moving along. Next.
What's we got on Trello?
Okay, so
So that second, we don't have to talk about that.
Why?
I just put it on there because that needed to remind me to help to pay for it.
Oh. Well, maybe we should have people help.
I don't like doing that anymore. People don't like that when you ask them for money. They don't.
Well.
But, I mean, if you're feeling generous,
PayPal's
we
music.
We have to renew our hosting company so that we can host our show. So if you're interested, then just email us, but that's okay.
I mean, you can't ask and be like,
I'll just make you feel worse for it in the summer.
From now till summer.
Right. Like Mexican moms.
Mm-hmm. Until you're like 85.
Right.
Still talking shit. Okay, so do you want to? What is this one? The third
Maybe
one.
This could just be a short show. The third one.
Yeah, the Exodus.
Oh, that's. They said that this year was the highest mass exodus of people in their 30s in Chicago in a really long time. And they said it was because of last year's weather. Like, most of the people that left, they left because of the weather.
Oh, God. I think I'm going to be one of those people this year.
Oh. Well, you are in your later 30s.
I literally. Okay, moving along. We kind of already talked about this.
So they, they said the most, it was like a big percentage of people in their 30s left. And they think that's going to be a bad thing. But so many people come and go in the city. I don't think there's any issue with that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like that either, though, because it's very, then it. It starts to become like Vegas, where it's a transient city, so a lot of people come in and out, and you.
So what you're saying is you're an expert in trip advisories and the world population.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure, just in case someone signs up for this podcast.
And, right.
Right. For their vacation.
I am certified destinations. I am certified in everything. As a matter of fact, my certification says
everything.
Roger, blah, blah, blah. Certified in everything.
Blah, blah, blah.
I am a doctor of blah, blah, blah.
Certified.
I'm certified. Anyway, so, okay, would you want to talk about that second one? Oh, yeah, you did. You just talked about it earlier. So you need to explain.
I'm so in shock right now.
This, like, last one.
I must have typed that when I was on Ambien.
Dun, dun, dun. Cry. Cry.
Cry. I think I was high on Ambien.
Blame it on the Ambien.
Ambien.
Anyways.
That's just I was watching videos and they have the new BlackBerry that came out and It's back to their classic.
Ew.
And I loved my BlackBerry when I had it.
Like, oh, did you?
Oh. Like, I went from a BlackBerry to an iPhone.
Most people did.
And I loved my BlackBerry. So it kind of makes me want to go back and use a BlackBerry. I wish I could get my old BlackBerry.
Ew.
Because I love that phone. It was the one with the ball middle, you know, instead of like the sensor, it had the ball.
I don't.
I loved because I could type really fucking fast on that phone. But I know there's some other things that BlackBerry can't be, like be an iPhone. So
can't be an iPhone.
So I'm like, maybe if I could find one,
like for
like $60.
No, I don't think it's worth it. It's an antiquated system.
But I kind of like that keyboard.
Well, most people did. That's what it took a lot of people used to getting when they switched over to the iPhone, was because so many people like that little clicky shit and that fucking.
It's tactile. It made it feel good.
It made it feel like you were actually hitting keys, like if you were on a typewriter.
Right. And I typed a lot better and faster on it, too.
I mean, I just. No. No. No.
And I love the back button. I wish the iPhone.
Oh, yeah. That is the one thing that I hate that we don't have is the back button. Because having this fucking. Put your fat finger on the fucking screen to try to get to the where you needed to.
I mean,
back the fuck up. It's like, goddamn. Why make it?
I gotta go through 14 screens to go back one page. Right.
Yeah,
you know, I have these glass shields on my phone.
Uh-huh.
I had one replaced because it was starting to break, and look, it has been on there 2 days, and it's breaking again.
Oh shit! That's fucked up. Girl, get that change. Make that change. Be like Michael Jackson and just change.
To dirt.
Oh, he's taking that eternal dirt nap.
Yeah, that's he's sad. Like, I always forget that. What else we got to talk about? We could just go. I mean, we could just have this as a short show.
What? How many?
As a shit show, short show. I mean,
what are we at?
20.
Oh, like Baba Wawa on 2020.
Baba Wawa.
Did we not have anything else to talk about?
Nothing on the Trello. I have to keep that information on the Trello because.
Okay, so are you doing anything for New Year's?
I have not decided yet. Probably not. Because I don't like to go out to the bars because I don't want to pay $80 to get into a bar.
Well, you know, you don't have to pay. That's only like until you get to New Year's. Like you can go after the strike of midnight, the stroke of midnight, and show up. And it's free.
No. What part of my statement could you not tell I didn't want to go to a bar?
I mean, the sheer.
Oh, like you're going to go to a bar, please.
Well, I mean, I kind of wanted
to. I'll go to Chili's. That's what you're saying. Right. I'll go to Chili's.
I'll go to the bar at Chili's.
I did get a gift card to Chili's, which I'm kind of excited.
I know. I can't wait for us to spend it.
Oh. And by us, you mean me and Tony? Sure.
No.
I also got a Chipotle gift card. People think, I guess, I'm really skinny. And they want me to eat a lot of food.
Or the opposite.
But why would they get me food cards if they think I'm super fat?
Because they think you're a big-ass hungry.
Oh. A big-ass hungry.
Yeah.
This will be the Christmas Eve show, I think. And then the one that we record before this will be...
Oh, like the Jingle Bells.
Jingle bells.
Batman smells.
So do your balls.
And when you wash them, they smell cleaner. Ring-a-ling.
Ding-a-ling.
Make it sing.
Make it spit.
All on your face like it's snowing.
Santa.
Oh my God, wait a minute. Can you imagine if you came like it was snowing? Just envision that for a moment.
It would take forever to fall.
It'd be like
it looked like one of those t-shirt cannons. Like, really? It's been 40 minutes.
Right.
I got it.
I need you to fucking land this already. Oh my God. Oh my God. Anyways, that was fucking hilarious.
My stomach hurts now.
All right.
All right.
Should we go out with a little song?
No.
Oh.
I don't want to get sued.
We're not going to get sued. God, you're such a pussy. You mean,
like, listening to a song?
No, I was. Okay, here. I wanted to. Maybe we can make. Hold on. Oh, no, no, no.
Oh.
No, no.
Calm down.
No, no. No, no, no.
What's happening? What are we playing?
It's going to play. It's going to play. It's going to play. It's going to play. Okay, it's going to play. All right.
Are we going to have a sing-along?
Sure.
I don't hear anything.
It's coming on. Shut up. La da 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 da. I'm thinking of you, Ricky. I want you to shoot your snow on my face.
And in that grace, you find me in that bloody
place. Anyway, all right. Well,
wait,
I guess
somebody's echoing. Turn your volume off. You're echoing. I hear you.
There you go.
There,
there you go.
You can unplug this too.
Oh.
I'm glad you enjoyed your song, everyone. That's really sad.
Oh.
But we did our best.
It was full effort.
Like, it was Christmas tree lighting effort.
Like, full on effort in your ass.
Can we go?
Oh my God. Can yes. we go? All right. So everyone Merry have Christmas, a beautiful
Happy
Christmas
New
and a Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah to our Jews. And happy Kwanzaa to
our African
American, people. Not so from South Africa.
Okay, or to Joe in Dallas,
right?
He told me he's been sending you some freaky videos.
Oh my God, I don't want to see some of that shit. I don't.
But you do,
like pissing. I hate that.
But you kind of look at it.
Anyway. No, I mean, I kind of like want to recreate it, but no. Just
as
kidding.
The receiver or giver?
As a giver.
Receiver. Can, you look like a piss queen.
Rain on
certified
me.
Certified in everything.
Right. Let this be the queen. Certified in everything.
As and piss.
May the force be with you. Shall we, ladies?
And goodbye to you.
Oh, wait. What was
my
that?
My friends.
Oh, shit.
Of everything.
Is that the school of everything?
Yes.
It's like Hogwarts.
Warts. And I'm Mrs. Mitzfurst.
Shall we join the ladies? Anyway, so we want to wish everyone a happy holiday. This is a never ending.
A never ending story.
Oh, that poor fucking dog. He had a human on him.
He was real big, though.
That's scary. I can't even take when
he had a human. been on him, though.
I can't even take one solo licks all over my face. Can you imagine that?
Oh, that's like a lube like forever.
Be like, I need some lube. Let me go dig in your nostril. It's so gross. So gross. I gotta go.
Sick pervert. Because you are a sick pervert.
You gotta go. And we gotta go.
We gotta go have dinner. Well, yeah, it's 7. But
it's not 7. It's 4.
It's 4. We gotta go nippy nap.
We just have to record a video.
No. No videos for us the year.
No, I told them that we were gonna have at least one video.
Who's who?
Our fans.
I don't recall.
I mean, our peoples.
Our peoples.
I mean, yes. I don't like the word fan. It's like I have little Asians following me with fans fanning me. Although that would be so amazing.
Oh my god! Especially as hot as you get.
Oh my god! Can you Asians do that? Can you recreate that?
As soon as a drop of sweat applies to your skin, they're right there.
They're like, "Oh, get sweat!" Oh my god, that's incredibly foul. We're so gonna get fired.
You're certified in racism.
No, that was fucking Baron fucking Frosty, asshole.
All right, we gotta go, right?
Yes, I already said you gotta go. I gotta go. We gotta go.
Can you do?
No.
Can you say goodbye, like Roger Jazz goodbye?
Roger Jazz. Bitch, I'm Roger Donna.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
5, 6, 7, 8. Bye. Bye. You're done.
That's done.
Oh, it's God.
No more.
Are you going to add that?
Thank you for listening to the Foul Monkeys podcast. You can give us a call at 863-666-0377.
And then you can
keep going. It's one take. Keep going.
Oh, okay.
I'm serious.
Facebook.com/Foul Monkeys. This is not going to be
tweet
one
us.
Take.
You can tweet us at Foul Monkeys. And you could also find us on YouTube by searching for Foul Monkeys.
And look out for our Instagram soon to come. Instagram.com/Foul Monkeys.
This is what you get for a free show. This is sad. Real sad.
Okay. And that's the end.